Let's go talk to Ginger.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
So we haven't had a chance to speak with Ginger since the Super Bowl, but I know she has an important question about it. Good morning.
So tell me, what did everybody cook for the Super Bowl?
They all stole your queso recipe, Mom.
Not me. I didn't steal it.
Yeah, I wound up making meatballs.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, they're gone. They were gone in like 30 minutes.
Wow. And Greg, how about your cheeseburger soup?
It was good, but I didn't make it, you know, like I made it healthy. So, you know, it was good for me. Shan wouldn't have liked it, but I didn't use the Velveeta in it, but I did use cheese.
What'd you use?
I didn't use the heavy whipping cream or the milk. Instead of heavy whipping cream, I put some Greek yogurt in it.
Oh, no. He did it all wrong, Ginger.
I sent my mom the recipe, and she said, that seems a little rich.
I made a buffalo.
I put kale in it, too.
Ew!
Oh, wow.
And broccoli.
Got to keep it healthy.
No. I made the buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mom, what did you think about the halftime performance?
We need to have it in Texas and have some good country western music.
That would have been better.
No.
Like Willie Nelson and George Strait. How could you beat that? And I was thinking about you, Greg, when he took his shirt off and saw all those tattoos. And I thought, now Greg's going to do this?
Mom, I'm not going to do all those tattoos.
That must have been a lot of pain. Now, he must have had his pot for that.
He must have. Or at least some wine.
Now, I would recommend it if you're going to do all that.
Well, he had California across his stomach. Should I get Texas across my stomach, Mom?
Sure.
You also going to have Ginger's hand mark all over you.
Mm-hmm. Mom, what if I did your name across my back?
That would not impress me.
Wait, hold on. I just thought of something. Are we talking to the same person who tattooed her brothers when y'all were younger?
No, you're not.
Yes, I just thought of something.
Hold on a minute.
Let's get this scandal out.
Here's something about Ginger I've never heard. You're a tattoo artist?
Sure. I used ink eradicator.
I don't even know what that is, an ink eradicator, or why you have one.
Back in the olden days, Greg, when they didn't have stuff to get, when you wrote something, then you could put this liquid acid on it, and it would take the ink out, it would just go away, you know.
Oh, it sounds safe.
Called ink eradicator. And so it was some kind of acid, I'm sure. And my dear brothers begged me to put their initials on their wrist. And so I did it. But it didn't take them long to go to the water fountain and put their hands underneath the water.
Yeah, it burned them. And then
my mother came home and... let's just say she tattooed something on my butt.
Oh!
But it wasn't your fault. They asked for it.
I know. I was only being nice to my dear brothers, as always, and I get in trouble. It was smoking hot.
It was smoking.
Oh, my God.
Well, sure it was.
I am now appalled, Mom, that you've thrown a fit about
this. You better watch out. When you get home, she's going to get that ink eradicator and come after you.
I surely will if I can find it. They probably don't even make such stuff anymore.
I doubt it.
I highly doubt it.
All right. Well, we have to go now that you've been found out.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a Valentine's Day card I sent.
I'll be looking.
All right.
It may or may not have a check in it, so you better get to the post office.
Let me call them. Post office right now. I'm on my way.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I love how your mom was burning holes in her brother's arms.
Back in those days, you just did that kind of stuff.
You had to make your own fun. They didn't have cell phones back then.
And your own tattoos. I just think she thinks that one tattoo that I'm getting is going to make me look like Adam Levine.
Right.
He has like 3,000 tattoos.
He really does.
But you said he wanted a whole sleeve now.
No, I didn't. I said I want a half sleeve. So I'm going to take this. There's going to be another jellyfish, a crab, and I'm going to finish that off and I'm done.
So you're going to look like half a Chipotle bag.
I already have the appointment, by the way. There's a breaking news announcement.
Oh my God, you didn't tell us.
June the 7th.
In Tracy?
Yeah. Come see me, y'all, and Tracy.
Hey, I'm coming with you this
you
time.
Come with
yeah,
me?
I'll come. I'll hold your hand.
I'll pay for the bourbon.
There you go. Uh-huh. Hey, say no more. Fernando and Greg.
big.
They make my morning commute, though.
99.7 now.
I'm waiting on the results of my 23andMe DNA test after my sister told me that my mom was having an affair at the time I was born. So I don't know. I mean, it could come back with something interesting, or it could be pretty much what I've always thought my entire life. But what we found out this morning is that you guys have found out some really interesting and sometimes shocking things when you've done things like Ancestry.com, 23andMe. Debbie, you're one of these people. What did you find out? Which one did you do?
Yeah, so I did 23andMe, and I found a second cousin who figured out who my mother was, and I ended up finding out who my brothers were. I always knew I had two older brothers, and I contacted them on Facebook, and they were quite shocked, to say the least, but one of them did a DNA test, did 23andMe as well, and confirmed that we were related, and so now I have a bunch of nieces and nephews. And then a year after I had done it, another sibling popped up. Our mother had also given up another girlfriend option as well that none of us knew about, and she didn't know about. Why didn't she know about the older brothers? But, so, yeah, we've all, you know, we all still live in California, and so we've gotten together a couple of times, and it's been great.
So everybody's happy. Was your mother still alive?
No, she died when I was really young, unfortunately. But,
okay.
Yeah, no.
But you were able to connect with your siblings.
Oh, my, yes, my siblings and nieces and nephews. And
well, wow. And it's good that everybody was happy about it, because that's not always the case.
Right,
so.
Yeah. We heard from some other calls, like some people don't even want to be bothered with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the one thing. When you're adopted and you do these 23andMe, you do have to be open to the idea that these people may not want to know you. They may not, you know, reject you. So that's... You're definitely taking a risk when you do it when you're adopted.
Yeah. Like, again, like sometimes there's only so much you can do with the information. All right. Thanks, Debbie. We appreciate it. That's pretty cool. Like, you wind up with this entire family that you didn't know about. Or
is
you
it
just
cool?
Say, no.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what Fernando wants. He wants a fam.
He wants more and more people to talk to.
Yeah.
I don't know
why. More people to call on the phone or text. And,
oh, my God.
I don't know what this will bring, but you just never know.
Heartache. Misery. Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. Roger.
I could really, they're going to have to ask themselves, do you want this coming into your life?
When I hear the name Roger, all I can think of is like that, what's happening?
What's that?
There's a TV show back in the day.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
No, you got the only person I know named Roger was on What's Happening.
Mm. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood.
I can almost guarantee you it's not any of them. We'll find out. We'll find out very soon. In about a week and a half, I'll get my results.
Yeah. Hey! Fernando and Greg
on 99.7 Now.
Everybody have a fantastic day, especially now with the sun being out. Looks pretty good out there.
Yeah, and you only got a couple days before the rain returns, so you might as well get outside. You know, when Greg Deeney was reading everybody's New Year's fortune, one thing was consistent. Get outside, enjoy the sun, do as much social activity outdoors in the year of the pig. So being outside in the sun in the year of the pig is very important. You've only got, I think, 2 days of sun before the rain returns.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be doing what Shan does, being in there on that couch, watching that Netflix.
Yep, being a pig.
Very appropriate.
You know what? That's kind of nice on rainy days
right?
to be a pig
you
laying around.
You got to. No. Shan, pig.
Shan, I gave you a recommendation to watch something yesterday. It was called Abducted in Plain Sight, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give this. If you need something to blow your mind today, this weekend, whatever, Netflix, Abducted in Plain Sight, I believe is the title. Shan stopped watching it because
it was. I was getting so ticked off. I was like, I need to just shut this off because this is too much.
It may be the most unbelievable crime documentary I've ever seen.
Ever. And like, we love Dateline. Like, this just blows everything out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, watch it. Everything is just like a jaw dropper. Like, no way did that really happen. Are they that stupid? Oh, my God. Like, wow.
How many episodes is it?
It's just one. But it's like, I don't know, maybe like an hour or something.
That's easy.
Oh, my God. It sucks you in, and you're literally like, this can't be.
And you said that your boyfriend watched like 5 seconds of it and left the room.
Yeah, he was just like, shut this thing off. Like, these people are so dumb. Oh, my God. I couldn't even go to sleep because it was kind of on in the background, and I was like, turn it off. I'm so mad right now.
It is unbelievable. You will not believe this.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Okay.
It is the weirdest, craziest, most twisted crime documentary.
Okay. It gets 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
90%.
Because people are pretty critical there.
Oh, my God. Right. It gets 4.8 out of 5 stars
on iTunes. Did this just come out? Or, like, where have I been my whole life?
I just found out from my friend, Patty, who knows that I love this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was watching it at work yesterday.
At work?
Oh, nice.
Are they hiring?
Well, you know, we could actually talk about that because I was yelling at her yesterday, like, this is what you do at work. And she's like, well, I'm not busy right now. And I was like,
what?
You're not busy right now. And she's like, yeah, so I have to be here because I have to be here till 4. I can't leave. Anybody else like
that?
That's
what people do?
888-456-9970. Anybody else waste time at work by watching movies or...
Like pretending you're working, but you're really watching The Kardashians?
She said she closes her door and she, you know, like during that time, like her lunch hours, I think she only gets like 30 minutes or something, but she just closes her door and acts like she's on a call for like an hour and a half.
Yes. Oh, Lord. Get me in there.
So then she tells me, these are the things you need to watch in your spare time. Oh, she does all the research at her job.
She's filtering through the Netflix.
Patty, could I use you as a referral?
Why?
I want to work there.
I'm not going to say where she works.
Uh-huh.
And this encompasses a lot of different things. But she works for the state.
Whoa!
So I'm actually paying her with my tax dollars.
I thought you were going to say she worked at a tent company, and then I would have just quit right now.
No.
Wow.
No, they actually have to work there. All right. Tomorrow, we're paying bills every hour starting at 6:20. So on the 20s throughout the entire day. If you haven't registered, you need to get in on this at 997now.com. All right.
And it's love.
Yes, love.
Trap.
And I already know we are going to be trying to contact a woman this time. We did have a man reach out to us this week. And our minds were blown because it rarely happens. So it is a bit of a twist. He reached out suspecting his wife for several reasons. Tomorrow we'll try to reach her.
All right.
So if you're a lady, don't answer your work phone tomorrow.
Yeah. We're putting you on notice.
Save yourself.
Don't
I'm trying to save you.
See you tomorrow.
Decline, ladies. Decline.